Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 506 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am still under the weather, but that's okay. We're still plowing forward, and today we have a great question from Blanca, who has an awesome accent, by the way. All right, here's today's question from Blanca.
Hi, Pat. How are you? Thanks for the podcast. My name is Blanca. I do have a blog, but it's not really relevant for this particular question. What I'm about to ask, though, might be a bit of a weird question, but it is a subject I'm really interested in. And I think you'll have a lot more knowledge and a lot more resources to respond. So I'm going to go ahead. My question is, how much do you think a site that isn't huge can make? I know you share your income and it is around 100,000 per month, but how much other sites could be making? Is it a lot more than that? I found this site called Brit Plus Co, www.brit.co, and found out that she got an investment of 1.3 million and then 6.3 million sometime after that. My question is it really worth it? That much money and then having a team of 61 people, is it really worth it? I don't know what they need that much money to begin with in a blog or a site, and I don't think they could make that much to cover for all the salaries, not to mention to get back all those millions. And I wanted to know your thoughts. Thanks so much.
Hey, Blanca, thank you so much for the question today. And you were right. It is definitely an interesting question. And I'm trying to make sense of it a little bit. And because there's two different components here. This is how much money could a site potentially earn, which is obviously a weighted question because it depends on a lot of things, who the target audience is, what products are available, all that sort of stuff. A lot has to do more. There's a lot more to it than just the site itself. There's the people behind it, the team behind it, and the value that it can provide. And then on the other side, you're talking about this other site, which talks about, it seems like venture capitalists or investors have come in to pay a bunch of money to help that company grow. And again, that is a whole different conversation because that sort of stuff, you know, getting investing and stuff, you know, there's a lot involved with that. I mean, just listen to this to the podcast called Startup with Alex Bloomberg. I mean, that walks you through just what that process is like, and it shows you how arbitrary a lot of the investment process is in terms of how companies are valued and how much people are willing to invest and what those expectations are. And so, you know, we don't even know really what the plans are for Brit.co. And so they might have an amazing plan and business plan moving forward where they do believe that they're going to get that money back down the road. I mean, somebody did believe that, and therefore they were able to get some investment up front to help that company grow. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to get that back. And, you know, a lot of times companies get investments and they go under. But for a lot of companies, they need that investment, that initial seed capital to be able to grow and build the things that they want to build. So, you know, it's hard for me to speak on that. But in terms of a site that's, for example, smaller than SPI, yeah, absolutely. There are sites out there making a lot more than how much I make. And there's a lot of sites out there who are a lot bigger than I am who are making less. It's not necessarily about the size of the site. It's the value that it can provide. It's the kind of audience that's there. And, you know, the execution of that site too. And so there's a lot that goes into the valuation, into the predictable income that can come from a particular business. Now, mind you, that SPI has been around for about 7 years now. So it's kind of, it's been around for a long time. And, you know, for the first year and a half, it didn't make any money at all. And this almost goes back to Brit.co because, you know, maybe they're in the stage where they're not making any money at all. I mean, when I think of Elon Musk and Tesla, they're not even making any money at all. They're losing money every single month, and they're just pouring all those profits back into the business until they get to a point where they will become profitable. So, again, there's a whole world out there that discusses this, and that's way beyond my own knowledge and capability. But, you know, I'm interested to hear what everybody else thinks. So if you have some thoughts about this and Blanca's question, use the hashtag AskPat506 and let me know what you think. And maybe Blanca will follow up on Twitter as well. So again, that's on Twitter, hashtag AskPat506. You know, what do you think about how much a website could earn? And, you know, we could use SPI as the sort of benchmark for that. And, you know, I would definitely say that SPI is an anomaly. I mean, I am one of a few people who put their income out there, and that's not something that all companies do. And then in terms of investments, I mean, I was able to build something without any investments at all from others, from the outside. And if possible, I think that would be the best way to go. But sometimes you need that, and you need to share some equity. You need to, you know, just think of all the people that go on Shark Tank. A lot of times, you know, it's not about the business, but the person behind it that makes those deals happen. So again, a lot to think about. Blanca, I don't know if that answers your question or not, but it at least gives us a good starting point. And I think it's definitely something worth, you know, discussing in some way, shape, or form. Just, you know, I don't feel like I could add very much more to the conversation at this point. So, Blanca, thank you so much for the question. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for anybody else out there who has a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. All right, thank you so much for listening in today and to listening to my funky voice. But before we finish up, as always, I have a quote. And today's quote is from Dr. Seuss, who I love. We actually had a quote from his last week on the show too. But I love this one too. I just recently found this. And that is, be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.